grow. It's the kind that looks something like a gourd. You might cut it in half and bake it with brown sugar. You know, baked...
I know what it is, I can't remember.
Acorns, one brand is an acorn squash.
Squash.
I can't remember it. Squash.
You have it so much, that's why you don't remember.
Now, if a child had a pill and he wouldn't take it, he says, well, I'm sorry, I can't take it. I just can't
swallow it.
And somebody says to you, you can do it. And you say, no.
I can't.
Well, say it like you mean it.
No.
You say, suppose you're telling your daughter says, you can do that. And you say,
I won't.
Or, no, uh-huh. It's the same. Say the same way. Only just say it, whatever be normal for you. She says, you can do it. And you say,
I can't.
Trying to get the stress pattern.
She don't stress very much. She has a very soft voice.
Uh-huh.
Now I yell. You have a very soft voice.
I can yell.
Well, I don't hear you ever. He wanted you to say positive.
And somebody says you will do it, and you say, no, I
won't.
That's better.
Sometimes say, no, I will not.
Or won't, rather.
Uh-huh. Any kind of owls around here? Owls around here? Any owls? Birds? Owls? What kinds are there?
Well, the ones we see on our holler down here, I don't know what they are at night. If you hear them, I don't see them. It's hoot owls.
And you don't have any screech? They call them screech owls or just hoot owls? Be the least.
Well, hoot owls, most because they hear them.
There's a kind of, I'm not sure what it is, I guess it's a seafood. It has a claw on it like...
Eagle?
Oh, it's a fish, seafood. Oh. It's not exactly a fish, I guess, or is it? I don't know. It has, it's not a lobster, but it's, has...
Crawfish?
Is that the same as a crab?
Well, in the order, ain't it?
Belongs to crab family.
Crab has eight legs.
And what does a crawfish have?
Well, it has the feelers and that, so they crawl around.
Well, it has a pincher, yeah, it's yours.
Front and back.
They're on the order of it.
Four legs,
crabs.
They wouldn't call them crawdads around here, would they?
Yeah, crawdads.
Some say crawfish around here, mostly crawdads.
Crawfish
is as popular as crawdads.
Now, there used to be, I don't suppose you have any more, but in the hen house, you'd get, you call it chicken coop, don't you? You might get a skunk get in and get a chicken, or a weasel, or a fox, maybe. And you might say, a general term for all these kind of animals that get in the hen house, you might call them, we're going to have to get rid of all those nasty, what'd you say?
Uh-huh.
Or, no, not the hens. You want to get rid of the skunks, or the... whatever it is getting in.
Weasels or...
Yeah, uh-huh. There's a general term you might have for that. Do you ever use the word varmint?
Mm-mm. I know what you're getting at.
Varmint wouldn't even be the kind of insect that gets in the pantry or something.
I never heard it in this part of the country.
This has a strange...
I know that people use it.
Uh-huh. We talk about varmints, they would get in the flour and sugar. But in the country, more it's in the chicken.
No, they say insects. Bugs got in my flour.
How about squirrels? Any different kinds of squirrels around here? Can you name some of the different types?
We have plenty of them around here, but I don't know the difference.
They're just plain
squirrels.
Beat a lot of them here.
Yeah, well, what's the difference in the color?
Yes. Some are kind of reddish, and some are gray and black, I've seen here.
Gray squirrel?
Gray squirrel.